It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pittsburgh's Derek Davies is embarking on a journey to Tanzania, Africa, to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Part of his mission is to raise awareness and money for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Derek Davies joins us in studio to discuss his adventure, along with Pat Joseph, Executive Director of the Western Pennsylvania Chapter of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. First of all, Derek Davies, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
And Pat Joseph, good to have you with us.
It's a pleasure.
So, Derek, you are a young man, and you look to be in good shape, but this is an arduous task you're about to embark on. What made you want to attempt to climb Mount Kilimanjaro?
So I think since I've been a teenager, I saw a video online of someone climbing Mount Kilimanjaro or something on TV. And ever since then, I've always wanted to climb it. I've had an interest. And I just wanted to do it for a cause. And I think now I have the cause, which is cystic fibrosis, to climb the mountain for. And I thought it was a perfect time to do it. And I think it really equates to cystic fibrosis because as you get higher in the mountain, it gets more difficult to breathe. And it's the same thing as cystic fibrosis. It's almost experiencing what it's like to have cystic fibrosis because, you know, they have a lot of trouble breathing with their lungs. There's this thick, sticky mucus that's in their lungs. And it's very difficult every day. So I think that as I go up the mountain, it's almost like I get to experience what it's like and live in a day to see what they do every day. It's like they're climbing this mountain every day, and I'm only climbing it for 8 days.
So a very appropriate analogy. And what does it take to climb Mount Kilimanjaro? You don't do this alone, do you?
No, I'm going with by myself, but I'm going to be paired with a group of people. I think it's four other Americans that are also going as well. And there's other people climbing the mountain as well through various expedition groups. And I basically just bring my gear, and they give you a little bit of a rundown before you go the day before, and then you go up the mountain, and it's an 8-day journey.
8 days, and you're going to be going up how many thousands of feet?
It's 19,300 feet, I believe, around that.
How does Kilimanjaro compare to other big mountains that are part of the thing that adventurers want to conquer, like Mount Everest and other mountains?
I think it's a really good start, especially because you don't actually need oxygen. I mean, some people do. It depends on a lot of the expeditions will say that it's a 90% success rate, but actually some of them are 40%. It just depends who you go with and if you're really prepared for it. The acclimatization is the hardest. It's not really
getting used to the altitude.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like ice picks or something like Mount Everest, but you just really have to take it slowly and go slowly as possible and drink lots of water and get used to that. And if you feel like, you know, you're a little bit sick or anything like that, you need to go down immediately. Otherwise, it can be very hazardous for you.
And do you need ropes and things like that? Or
no, there's one part. Apparently, I read that on the third day, you're supposed to kind of go along the side. It's kind of like a little bit of rock climbing for about 4 hours. 3 to 4 hours, and then after that, it's pretty much easier. But the part that you don't need ropes or anything, but when we summit, we have to get up at, we go to bed at like 6 o'clock. There's like sunrises at 6:30, sunsets at 6:30, because it's right by the equator.
And you can't do it at night.
No, but we get up at 11, or we go start summiting at 11 p.m. We have headlamps and everything, and it's snowing. It's going to be pretty cold. And we get to the top, hopefully, by sunrise around that 6:30. And so it's about, 6-7 hours. And then we have 7 hours to go down. So as soon as you get to the top, though, you only have like 20 minutes and you need to get down. Otherwise, it's too hard for you. You can't breathe. There's not a lot of oxygen there.
You have to turn right around. So that's why you have to get up and start at night.
Yeah. And because there's there's a lot of ice there. You know, there's huge glaciers at the top. You don't really see that. You know, if you look at a picture of it, it just looks like snow, but there's actually massive glaciers and they start melting in the sun. It's pretty incredible. Some of the plants and things they have, they adapt to the weather and they will close at night. Hmm. And then in the morning, it gets really, really hot from the sun because you're so high up, and then they open up again. So if we start summoning, during the middle of the day, there's ice, it's very hazardous. You could slip, you could fall. So that's why they go at night. You get up there right at sunrise, and then you're going down.
We're talking with Derek Davies of Pittsburgh, who is embarking on a journey to Tanzania to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. And part of his mission is to raise awareness and money for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. And we have Pat Joseph here from the Western PA chapter of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation to talk about the cause that Derek Davis is doing this for. And Pat Joseph, explain the kind of support and help that cystic fibrosis, that the chapter of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation needs to help people fight this condition.
Well, I'd be happy to do that. I think that when I look at Derek and the effort that he's making, and the analogy here to the kind of help that I represent in the CF community and what they really do need, I think we need two things. We need awareness because it's a very small disease in terms of impact. So 30,000 people in the United States. Yet the devastation is pretty magnanimous. It is the number one genetic killer of children and young adults. We've made a huge footprint on that side of things. You know, we've made a lot of progress in CF, but when you look at needing when you look at the loneliness side of the disease, when you actually are diagnosed with CF, or you know you're a new mom and dad, and you find out that your child has just been diagnosed, and that you basically you know genetically pass that diagnosis on to them. You live that life, it's a changed life. And when you look at how CF plays out in the lives of those who have it, as Derek mentioned, it's a slow diminishing of lung capacity where CF takes its heaviest toll, also in the pancreas. So literally what he's taking on in this mountain climbing endeavor is literally what the journey of someone who has CF, where you start out and your lungs are pretty healthy at diagnosis. However, a lung is an organ that really, once you lose, tissue with the lungs through ongoing infections, that's irreplaceable. So what happens in the life of a young person is as they grow up, that tissue is irreplaceable and they're losing lung capacity. So their ability, I work with adults now and know them and have worked with them for a long time, who are maybe at 25-30% lung capacity or oxygen, ability to use oxygen is so diminished. And so their journey is like climbing a mountain every day when you look at just the everyday need to breathe. So there's high impact there. I have a young, when you have somebody like Derek who takes this on and brings in the fight against CF and is able to make that analogy, it's meaningful to us. We actually do our own extreme hike, and we invite local individuals like Derek, who are pretty fit, to even train with us and to take that journey. And they learn, they learn about the CF community, and our CF community certainly appreciates people like Derek who can bring awareness to us.
And how much does it help to not only have him doing something that's raising awareness, but also finances, money?
It's incredibly helpful. When you look at how costly it is to bring a drug that could impact an individual who has CF to the market, when you look at how much it costs, upwards of $150 million, sometimes six to 10 years to bring one drug to market, and the likelihood of that drug making it through all the phases of clinical research, those investments are made on the backs of our people who do walks and runs and climb mountains. So this group of which Derek's a part of here in Pittsburgh, it's called Pittsburgh's 50 Finest. He's one of 25 young men, and there's another 25 young women who have kind of taken this on. They're our honorees, but they're actually helping us tell the story. And each of them have really taken on the mission of raising funds while they tell their story in their own way. Derek's is a pretty amazing story, climbing a mountain. But each of them have their own story to tell, and it really helps us raise those dollars and that awareness. Many of our honorees stay with us because they really feel strongly about the contributions they're making, and they can actually see it making a difference in the lives of those who have CF. They can feel it and touch it. It's very tangible.
And Derek, what kind of training have you had to do for this climbing of Mount Kilimanjaro?
So, I mean, I don't train so much, but what I do is I do a lot of walking and hiking and different things like that on the weekends. But you don't really have to train like you would for Mount Everest. It's not this very steep mountain. I mean, it is, but you
it's still 19,000 feet.
You still
man.
Go up gradually. I think, like I said, the worst is the acclimatization to get used to that. Mm-hmm. Just being up at a high altitude is very hard, and I think that
is that why it takes so long.
Yes, it does. I mean, there's different days you can go. You can go like a 5-day one. You can go to the 8-day one. It all depends, but your chances are more or higher if you go on the 8-day one.
Sure.
So I decided to do the 8-day one just because I'm not muscular like that to be able to, you know, fly up there in 5 days. So I thought, you know, if I'm gonna do this, I might as well do the 8-day and see how it goes. But I think as long as you're able to walk a lot, and you know, it's very demanding. Every day it's probably 6 hours, and the last day it's almost 13-14 hours you're gonna have to walk. And I've talked to a lot of people who have done it, and they've been fine. As long as you're just in a good enough shape, at least, you don't have to be very, very athletic. But really, anybody can do it if they put their mind to it. And as long as they go up slowly. I mean, there's been 12-year-olds that have gone. There have been 80-year-old people who have gone. People with no legs. So it's pretty amazing what people have done. So
it does sound amazing. Have you thought about what you'll do, even though you won't be there for very long? Have you thought about what you'll do when you get to the top?
I don't even know, because I feel like you're just so exhausted, you know, and it's going to be snowing, cold. I don't know. It's just going to be a pretty amazing feeling once I get up to the top. I have a flag and stuff I made. I'm also trying to not only promote just Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, but also there's a girl named Morgan Yoni, and she has Morgan's Army, it's called, and they're trying to find O-positive lungs. So I put her on the flag as well to try and promote that to see if they can find something.
So, and what else is on the flag?
Just some sponsors that have helped me out with it. I'm also doing an event, Take Yoga Studio, a local studio. We're going to do a yoga event in August to raise funds to come out and breathe easy for cystic fibrosis. So it'll be a nice kind of calm event and hopefully attract a lot of people and raise some money to donate to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
So you'll be planting that flag. What will it be?
It will be on Tuesday, probably Monday, Tuesday. Because even though it's 8 days, that includes the descent as well.
Sure, okay.
So probably about the seventh day, I'd say. So maybe Monday, I would say. Sunday, Monday, around then.
Well, we'll be thinking about you and wishing you the best and congratulating you when you get back. And I want to thank you for stopping by, both of you, to talk about this amazing endeavor. Derek Davies is going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. He's heading to Tanzania and beginning that climb and raising awareness and money for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Derek, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And also thanks to Pat Joseph, Executive Director of the Western Pennsylvania Chapter of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Pat, great thanks.
Thank you for covering this